It's Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
Well, you don't get any more timely than the number one rating show around the country.
But we say it, Ninja Schminja.
Ninja Schminja, because we like it to knock out on steroids. 'Cause it's the greatest. All together
now. Ooh, that would get us running into the lounge room, sit down with a glass of milk and a packet of chippies.
And tell me, is it true? Because I don't believe it yet. Is it true? Have we got teen idol Billy J. Smith on the phone?
We have Billy J. Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, the international teenage idol is here.
The original host and the best, because as we said, Ninja Schminja. Are you even watching it, Billy?
It's a bit too hectic for me. I was quite happy to watch 5 minutes and leave it to them. It reminded me of running out of steam, David Fordham in ex-Newcastle, and the late David Fordham, he was on a celebrity It's a Knockout one time, and I did an interview with him at the end of the thing. He ran second. Fordo, disappointed you haven't made the final. He said, no.
Okay.
No.
Hello, because then I'd have to go again.
Didn't want to go around again.
Right, I think you pretty much go down in history as the only TV host to roll out on stage in a golf buggy.
With a dog.
Well, that was one thing. What about riding an elephant one other night?
True.
Yes.
True.
Came out in an elephant. I've never been so scared in all my life. It's a long way down there.
Well, look, as we've been saying, obviously It's a Knockout was the precursor to all of these shows. Mm-hmm. But how did you get the gig? What happened? Take us back.
Well, it was with Grundy's at the time, and I was doing another show here, a local one, which was forgettable.
Just to be clear, everyone, that wasn't the name of the show.
Came up and they showed me the tapes of it. That was because it's all based on European themes and that. It started in Europe, and there were countries against countries over there. But so I saw the tape of all the games and thought, oh, this is for me. But very expensive show to produce. Anyway, I got the gig with Fiona McDonald, Jackie's sister. Mm. Although she doesn't like being referred to that, but Fiona. And away we went. But we had a lot of work to do because we used to do two shows a weekend. So we did 40 shows a year, which is a pretty hectic rundown, not only for us, but production crew had enormous time trying to keep up with all of that.
You know, from the brief vision that I've seen, It's a Knockout looked more fun than Warrior, obviously.
It was.
The name gives it away, obviously.
So you're looking at primed athletes here. We had people from not denigrating people from Apex clubs, but they were our competitors, and some of them not exactly in the best physical shape, like the compares actually. But they gave it their all. I remember a couple of young blokes from Newcastle, believe it or not, out of the team from there, the twins, and they were the best competitors I've seen. They were unreal.
Really?
They didn't win, but. They did really well. We used to love having them on the show. They were very good.
Well, do you remember them, the twins? Well, do you remember their names?
No, I should have looked that up. I should have done some research for this, but...
That's all right, Bill, we didn't.
Yeah, my mind's in other places. But, yeah, that was the difference, and we had to... These people, they gave it their all, though. They were outstanding, really good. Money went to charity, so there was nothing... there was no big gain for them except a few bumps and bruises. One bloke broke his leg. Bloke from Adelaide, who happened to be a bank manager of Westpac, who Channel 10 banked with at the time, so obviously they're still paying the penalty for that. As a good mate of mine, Brian Dawes, said in those days, the comedian, I think he could be on the right thing again. Channel 10 are going to have a telethon for themselves.
Now, what's Billy J. Smith doing now?
I still do a fair bit of comparing things up here. I don't do any radio or that stuff anymore. I do comparing. I've been an ambassador for Forex Berry, which is a pretty tough job. Been doing that for about 20 years or more, along with a couple of other local stalwarts here. And that's been good. We have a lot of fun there. So, overall, these days, of course, I'm getting on a bit, so I'm sort of scaling down activities, not by choice, but you can't be an international teenage idol all the time.
Billy, it's been great catching up, but before we let you go, usually TV shows finish because ratings drop off, but not so with It's a Knockout. Is it true? Because I don't try and believe everything I read. But was it noise complaints from the residents of Dural?
Yep, that was it. Well, what it was, we were out of Dural, but the residential started right next door, and then one of the major companies bought over the road, and it was all around there. It was a pity because the place we're at was ideal. It was designed for soccer camp. So you had two ovals. You had a big area where there was accommodation, there were offices, there was a kitchen. It had everything. But anyway, that was the story. And at that stage, New South Wales was going through this thing of noise abatement and noise this and noise that. So to relocate would have been tremendously expensive. But no, it went out on a high. And the amazing thing about that, Judge, is quickly, I know you're in a hurry. The amazing thing about that is the number of people that still will mention It's a Knockout. It had one of the most retentive programs I've ever been involved in.
No, that's very true, and you're right. It was, you know, top of mind as soon as we saw the Ninja Warrior. But in past times,
and you
do bring it up.
Are you?
Not really,
no.
Bill. To be honest, no.
There's that. We go for that outside vote every time.
But it's been an absolute pleasure to catch up again, Billy.